This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين وما خلقنا السماوات السماوات والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين ما خلقناهما إلا بالحق ولكن وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين ما خلقناهما إلا بالحق
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Today's reflection is on a beautiful ayah of Surah Al-Dukhan, chapter number 44, verse number 38, in which the Almighty Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقَنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ, which means we did not create the heavens and the earth and what is in between them in play. They have been created for a purpose, and the entire creation have been created for a purpose. There is a similar ayah, but with a slight change, in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter number 21, ayah number 17, in which Allah the Almighty says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ, in the singular, while in Surah Al-Dukhan it says, السَّمَاوَاتِ. So he says in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ, we did not create the heavens and the earth and that is in between in play. Rather, they have been created for a wise reason and for a purpose. When we study the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, we realize that the Almighty Allah has created everything in existence for a purpose and for a reason. And he has created the entire creation, whether the heavens or the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, to serve this magnificent creation, the human being. And then, if Allah the Almighty has created everything to be subservient to the human beings, then he must have created the human beings for a reason. And the reason and the purpose is to worship him. As he said in Surah Al-Zariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I've not created both the jinn kind and mankind except to worship me. You find in Surah Al-Mulk, the Almighty Allah reminds us, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا فَامْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورَ, it is he who has made the whole earth subservient to you. So this is an indication that not only the animals, the fish, and the plants have been created for us as nutritions and means of food, but also the earth, the heavens, the stars, the different galaxies, perfect creation. So the Almighty Allah says in the following ayah, مَا خَلَقَنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. We've not created them, but in truth, but most of them do not know. They do not realize this fact. They actually think that the creation was created by accident, and accordingly, there is no purpose for creation, and this is absolutely false. So the following ayah says, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Indeed, the day of judgment, the day of sorting out people and classifying them, some will go to Jannah and some will go to Nar, is an appointment for all of them, for the mankind and for the jinn kind. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا عَمْ مَوْلًا شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. On that day, no relation will avail a relation at all, nor will they be helped. As a matter of fact, everyone will disown everyone else. Even a son will disown his father, and a husband will disown his spouse, and the siblings, everyone will say, nafsi, nafsi. There is a beautiful ayah, or actually set of verses of Surah Yasin, in which Allah the Almighty stated that He has created the sun and the moon and everything with a perfect measure. So it says in chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, ayah number 38, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقَدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Then he says in the following ayah, وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. So the sun is not sitting in one place, rather it runs on course toward its stopping point. And that is the determination of the exalted in mind, the knowing, the Almighty Allah. The sun is not running and floating haphazardly. Then he says also the moon, قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ. We have determined for it its faces. حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. Until it returns, appearing like the old palm stalk. And then he says, لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلُّهُمْ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Neither the sun outruns the moon, nor the night would reach the day or come before the day. Rather, they are all swimming by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their orbits. كُلُّمْ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. And finally, in Surah At-Talaq, the Almighty Allah says, in conclusion, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ ومن الأرض مثلهن. It is Allah who has created seven heavens, one on top of the other. And He said, ومن الأرض مثلهن. That is the only ayah in the entire Quran which tells us that the earth as well is like seven layers like the heavens. What is the purpose? يتنزل الأمر بينهن. The command of Allah descends among them. لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. In order to know that Allah is indeed able to do all things and He has encompassed everything in knowledge. May the Almighty Allah guide us to what is best. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.